All right, this is episode one of my podcast, Stories. This episode is called Hitler's Downfall. Long ago, there was a man that lived 112 years. He was from a German city named Czechoslovakia, where many people didn't have homes and had to work for their family just to be allowed a ribbon. But what are the ribbons, you ask? Well, don't interrupt me and I would have told you. True! Anyways, the ribbons signify wealth. Well, class, more like. Gray for the low class, green a little higher, blue for the mid class, red for a little higher, and purple for the top class. The ribbons were actually based on your help towards the city. The hard workers were rewarded with play box, two boxes to sleep in, and most Tide Pods you could ever imagine to eat. The lowest class that doesn't work is fed ash from the leaders. Hamad Al-Qaeda and Joseph Stalin. They started this tradition and died to keep it going from the rebellions. Well, now remember the man that I started talking about in the beginning of the story? His name was Hitler, Bobby Brown. He had two kids, and they called them Little Boy and Fat Man. Then, his wife named Millie, but everyone called her Irrelevant. Now, they were all gray ribbons, but their greed would take them somewhere they wouldn't want to go. Hitler was a great thief throughout the years because he was a gray ribbon. He used to steal paper from the blue ribbons, or mid-class, that they used to use to sleep on. Now that Hitler's grandpa, Dan Frank, had told stories of this magical balls that tell you your future. And that day, Hitler decided to steal them. But in order to pull it off, he would need the help of his whole family. Now, Hitler's old wife had died from their oven that Hitler had made with his friends. Their kids were little man. But Hitler's new wife had the kid named Fat Man. So Little Boy and Fat Man were stepbrothers. They always liked to wrestle. Little Boy was very weak with a ee-ee-ee type of voice. And Fat Man was more of a oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh type of voice. And really strong. Down the alley, their dad called Little Boy to come home. Go gather your stepbrother. So Little Boy ran to the sidewalk where Fat Man was sleeping. And Little Boy jumped on Fat Man. Fat Man yelled, get off of me! Little Boy yelled back, what are you doing, stepbro? No copyright, please, just say. Anyways, Little Bro told him their dad wanted them. So they went to go back to find Hitler. When they reached Hitler, he had something to show them. It was a grapefruit with a hole in it. And in the middle, you look in it, and it shows your future and the treasure. Now was the time to show what he was worth. He looked and saw a whole new room with a big fat bunch of balls right in his face. And he reached for the balls from below and grabbed them. All of a sudden, his hand tingled, and they appeared out of thin air in reality. The balls started glowing, a voice came out of them. It was a woman's voice.
Who grabbed my balls?
Said the woman's voice.
That would be me, said Hitler.
Then come as I tell you your truth, your beginning, and the future. I must rap to awaken the balls first.
These balls, they go hard. Where should I start? We need to awaken them. Close your eyes, they tell you your future. Close your eyes, they tell you how you ride. Wah, wah, we got to awaken them. Wah, We got to awaken this. Ha ha. You thought you were cool, oh yes. Ha ha. Balls, wicked, wicked, please.
No. After that rap, the ball started to grow bright. The ball on the left said, and the ball on the right said, and oof, and oof, and oof, and oof, and I understand, said the voice. You'll seek out a way to change the city, but do not try. You will succeed. You will lead, but you will fall, said the voice. Then just like that, the balls disappeared. Bitler ignored the bad that she said. And only listened to the succeed and the lead. He gathered all the greys and told them they must show their worth and that they are the dominant ribbon color. They all got their weapons, like tiny forks, if anything, and marched toward the area of the purples. And then they started a rampage, and they took all the purple ribbons they could find from people. The Grey Police came with guns and started shooting. Bitler got scared and pushed his kids in the way, oh my gosh, and left as he ran away. A purple grabbed Bitler's kids, and Bitler didn't even care. He kept running. And the little boy and fat man swore to get revenge. The Greys ran back to their area to find Bitler and plan the next attack on the Purples. But Bitler was hiding, regretting his choice. By the Grey area, the boys, little boy, and fat man had just gathered all the Greys for a message. Spooky. They had said that the Purples and them had teamed up to get revenge on Bitler and the Greys for leaving them. They lifted their shirts and explosives were on them. They yelled, "Little boy, fat man!" And they exploded, turning into smoke that filled the whole area. All the Greys knocked out into a sleep that they would never come out of. Bitler, hearing the explosions, headed for the door to run, but his wife was right there on the other side as he opened it. "You left our kids to die. You will pay for this," she said, as she shot him with a poisoned dart that she had stole from the cops. He went into a sleep too, one he would never come out of also, but he did survive for 112 years after that. Some say he was buried, some say he lived out far after he woke up. No one must know. Now, the moral of the story is, yeah, my podcasts are really good, and you like the story, and that you should keep watching my podcast because you want more content, and please follow me so I can get paid, because I really need to get paid. So here's a sponsorship. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed the video. Next video will come out by next Thursday. Thank you guys for watching.